This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, welcoming you once again to Hero of the Week. This week we'll hear from Lieutenant Tracy Vandermolen, who is a nurse in the United States Navy. Lieutenant Vandermolen, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Lieutenant, how long have you been in the military and why the Navy? Why did you choose that particular part of the armed forces?
I have been in for 8 years now. I chose the Navy because in college, well, I've always wanted to be in the military since I was in high school, but I chose the Navy because in college that was the most appropriate branch for me to do what I wanted with nursing and still be able to have a full college experience and get some good emergency room experience while I was still in college and then go on to the Navy afterwards.
Okay, and you've just spoken about what you do in the Navy. You're an emergency trauma nurse, correct?
Yes.
Give us a brief idea of what you do and who you see each day.
As a ER nurse in the Navy, in garrison, we usually will be working at MTFs, the medical treatment facilities, working in an emergency department, taking care of Marine sailors, dependents, retirees, and right now I'm operational with 1st Marine Logistics Group at Camp Pendleton, and I get to take care of Marines and sailors on deployment. So that was one of the biggest reasons I joined in the first place, was to be able to do this for the military and be able to take care of our service members with a career that I love, nursing.
Okay. What's the hardest part of your duties, would you say?
The hardest part, I would have to say, would be, I guess, your friends leave. I mean, all of your friends and coworkers leave every few years because all the people that you get to know really well, every few years, everybody's PCSing. So that's one of the hardest parts, is everything's always changing. But that also ends up being a really good thing, too.
Okay, so the military moves you around every few years, doesn't it? That's what PCS
means. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the most rewarding part of what you do, Tracy?
The most rewarding part, I would have to say, is being able to serve our country by serving our Marines and sailors and service members and retirees. I mean, I don't take for granted what I get to do every day, ever. I mean, it's really an honor, and I love what I do. I love going to work every day.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you were part of the Boston Marathon, weren't you?
I was, yes. I got to run the Boston last week Monday.
Okay. Did you have any running experience, or had you ever run a marathon before?
Yes, the Boston was my third marathon. I've been a runner ever since I was young. My family's always been very supportive of that, and I used to run middle school, high school, and college track and cross country. But it's always been something I've enjoyed, and it wasn't up until the last few years that I got into marathon running. One of my Nurse Corps friends on deployment, she convinced me that I could run a marathon. I never thought I could, and then I guess I never looked back. I keep signing up for them.
Okay. Why did you decide to run in this year's event particularly?
Well, I had run my first marathon in 2010, and I had planned on running another one in 2013. I was on deployment with 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit from fall of 2012 to 2013, and while I was on deployment, I was training to see if I could Boston qualify. You have to qualify for the Boston within a year leading up to the marathon that you want to run. So I was training on deployment, and the bombing happened, and my sister, who has run marathons with me, the younger sister, she emailed me on deployment and said, you have to qualify, and not only do you have to qualify, you have to go and run it. So the challenge was on, so I made that my goal, that I was going to qualify as soon as I came back and run it the year after.
was there something inside of you that wanted to do this also as a show of strength and support for the folks in Boston and our country?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. When I heard about the bombing, I was angry and wanted to go back there to support them and show our strength and unity and the way that we are, that, you know, some crazy, horrible terrorist act like that is going to stop us from doing what we love.
Where's home and family for you, Lieutenant Vandermolen?
Home, originally I grew up in Orange City, Iowa. My family's all over the Midwest, though, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa.
Any family that's been in the military before or is currently in the military?
Yes, my husband, Caleb, is active duty Navy, and my father is an Army reservist. He's a nurse, going on almost 40 years in the reserves, and my brother was an Army infantryman, served two tours in Iraq.
Well, the next time you talk or communicate with all of them, you tell them how much we appreciate their service as well, okay?
I certainly will.
And again, as we wind up our time together today, Lieutenant, tell me again how you feel about serving America in the United States Navy.
I'm honored to serve our country in the United States Navy and hope to do it for as long as I can.
Lieutenant Tracy Vandermolen of the United States Navy, it's been our privilege to hear from you today. All of us say a big thank you to you for your good service and taking care of the injured and wounded men and women you see each day. Your decision to run in the Boston Marathon is also an example of your patriotism and dedication to this nation. And we'd like to honor you, Lieutenant Tracy Vandermolen, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Lieutenant, we're done with that portion. Again, thanks so much for your time. We're off air, as we say in the business, when we're done with the recording. So I have a quick question for you. Where did you go to school in Iowa?
I actually went to nursing school at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, all right. But your family is in Orange City. So do you have any family who might have ever attended Northwestern?
Yes. Well, my mom used to work there, and my younger sister, who I told you about, she graduated from there.
Okay. My wife's niece graduated from Northwestern.
Oh, my gosh. What a small world. That's such a small little hometown school.
I know. Her name, at that point in time, she's married now. Her name was Janice Zodaway.
Uh-huh.
So you might talk to your sister and see if she happened to know a Janice Zodaway. She's about 33 now, so a couple of years older than you. And then do you ever get home and get some Blue Bunny ice cream?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's funny you say that. My dad is obsessed with it. He actually was just, he's the Army Reservist. He was just mobilized to Hawaii to work at Tripler for 6 months, and he was so excited that they had Wells Blue Bunny there. He would just go out of his way to get the Wells Blue Bunny because he couldn't live without it.
Well, we went to my wife's niece's graduation there, and that's where I got introduced to the best, according to everybody there, the best ice cream in the world. So.
Oh, yes. Don't you think so?
Yeah, but then every part of the country has the best ice cream in the world.
Uh-huh, yes.
But, again, thanks so much for your time today. God bless you as you continue on in the service, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.